Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for visiting with us here.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You've been doing the media blitz today?
Yeah, one of the many media blitzes. but you're my first.
Oh, I am. So I, you know, I can't ask you what's the dumbest question you've been asked today. I guess I'll be the one to set that bar.
No, I doubt it.
Well, let's talk about the movie. This sounds so exciting. The Year of Spectacular Men, very much a family affair, directed by you. Your daughters Zoe and Madeline star in it. Your husband Howard produced. I have to think that at least made the whole negotiations process go a lot more smoothly.
Yes, you're getting nothing, I'm getting nothing, and so are you getting nothing. But we're going to work really hard.
And your daughter, Maddie, also wrote the script, which looks like a very interesting story about two sisters who find themselves at different places in their lives.
Yeah, it is. And about what it's like to be a millennial when you graduate from college and you're not quite sure what to do with your life and how hard it is to date. So when you have a really rotten year, you're going to need your sister. That's kind of what the story is. But it's quite lovely, and it's very rare that you actually have a movie written by a young woman for young women. And, you know, all the times that when I was an ingenue, I never had a single word written by a woman, much less a young woman. So it's really interesting to have, you know, her own story told by her.
Well, I'm also excited to see a movie that's about real people, and it's no knock on comic book movies and on movies with things blowing up constantly, but it seems like it's harder to find movies about people and relationships these days.
Yeah, I know. That's really hard. I go to the previews, and I'm like, really? Do I have to see something blowing up and people getting killed and shot? Like, I don't really need to see that. I agree. And yeah, it's rare. And it's also rare to see a comedy about a woman in her 20s. Like, usually women they write stories about women when they're like 17 or 16, and then they turn 30 magically. And there's movies about people in their 30s, but not women in their 20s, not comedies about women in their 20s. It's very unusual. So I'm hoping that we're fitting, you know, that was the first thing that Madeline thought. She was like, when I go to Netflix, I can't find anything for me. I want to make something for me and my generation. And so, because there's hopefully people will watch it because there are so few of them.
Well, and is there hopefully some reason to believe here that with the Me Too movement, one of the outgrowths of this will be that we'll hear more women's voices, young women's voices, all women's voices, not only in front of the camera, but behind the camera and in producing and writing.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, the great thing about that is, you know, when you have diversity, you also have new stories, new points of view, new combinations of people that you haven't seen. When all of our stories are written by the same kind of person, you get this, you know, not all the time, but you get the same kind of point of view. So it's good for all of us to have stories written by different kinds of people. And I find it's interesting when men and men in their 40s or 50s watch this movie, they really enjoy it because they really haven't seen this point of view. It's been a mystery to them what women actually think and what women actually talk to each other about and what they actually feel. And I've always been surprised at how unusual it is, you know, for men to see this story. And how fascinating it is. It's good for everybody.
Well, it'd be good for young men, too. I mean, I can vaguely remember being in my 20s, but I know at the time, I had absolutely no idea what women my age were thinking.
Right. No, it is good. I just did an interview with a guy who'd seen the movie, and he was, you know, he said he cried a lot, and he had no idea that women took to heart so much when a man broke their heart. Like he really was so surprised, and I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, somehow I just thought that they like didn't really care. And I was like, are you crazy? So It is good. It's good. That's the beauty of my business or our business of entertainment and stuff is that you get to really show people their own humanity, and you get to literally walk a mile in someone else's shoes, depending upon the movie you're watching, and that's why these kind of personal movies are so great, because you really. This is also a movie, these independent movies, they haven't been through the mill of, like, everybody deciding. You know, people with jobs
right.
in the studios, all these people whose, you know, job is to say, I don't think that's funny, or that girl's not pretty enough, or, you know, girls shouldn't do that, and, you know, that guy should be nicer. You know, no one, this didn't go through that kind of vetting. You know, This is this one writer's pure vision, and so it's less diluted. And I love that about independent film. I love that about acting in independent film, because I feel like I'm more in touch with the being an actual muse, like closer to what someone really wanted to do.
Well, yeah, and the best movies, like the best art, help us find truth, and it sounds like this is going to be a wonderful example of that.
I hope so. I mean, Maddie did some beautiful writing. She has three kind of voiceovers in it that are just beautiful. She's a wonderful writer, and funny, too. It's funny, and it's poignant, and I love this kind of comedy where, which is kind of like a revolution right now, where... you know, especially in good TV, and I think Judd Apatow did a lot of this too, but not all the time. But where you're not telling the audience exactly where to laugh and where to cry. You know what I mean? It's
right,
a little more subtle. You can kind of find the pieces that really touch you, and find the pieces that really make you laugh. But we're not like highlighting it with you know, tricks of the trade, and I'm really proud of that. It's a little more subtle that way.
We're talking with Leah Thompson. The Year of Spectacular Men opens in theaters on June 15th. What are the particular rewards and perhaps challenges of working with family, particularly with directing your daughters?
It's a really interesting situation. I mean, I honestly don't believe that there's ever been a movie directed by a mom where sisters play the sisters. I really don't. I mean, there must be, but I can't find one. So it's and that the sister has written it. You know, it's like, it's so interesting, and it's slightly autobiographical. So it was really an interesting project. It's taken 4 years, and we've all grown with it, and we all supported each other in our new kind of things. I mean, it's Madeline's first screenplay. It was the first time she scored a movie. It was Zoe's first time producing a movie. It was my first time directing a feature. I've directed TV movies and episodic TV, but my own first feature. So we all kind of supported each other in our efforts to, like, better ourselves, you know, to do something new and to move forward in this industry. And so, you know, that's something that I think women have to learn, is how to take partners and how to get into groups in order to get something done. I think we naturally think, well, we got to do it ourselves, you know. But it was great for me to learn from them as well as have them learn from me, and all learn together at the same time. And, you know, I'm a real family person. I adore my children. They're fascinating women, really interesting, strong, powerful women. And, you know, they've taught me a lot about myself, and we've been there for each other when we felt weak, you know, like, I can't do this. We'd be there for each other to say, yes, you can. And I feel like it's a whole new part of my life, where I am finally taking charge of my own kind of destiny in a way, having been in this business for a very long time. I think I made my first dollar in the arts when I was 14 or 13. So it's been, you know, 4 years of this. And so I feel like it's a whole new world. Like, they've really helped me and given me a lot by letting me direct them and help. And Zoe is a big star, my youngest, and she really helped us get the money, you know. And so we've all done different things to, in order to make this happen. And it's been really, like, the greatest experience of my life, I have to tell you.
That sounds very exciting. I also saw that you did a pilot with Lee Daniels called Our People.
Yes, I did, but they didn't pick it up.
Ooh.
Sadly. So that was sad. But that just means I get to direct more and concentrate more on the directing. You know, it's a lot easier to just act. So that would have been a cushier job.
Well, yeah.
Each thing I do, you know, each thing you do, whether it succeeds or fails, like, teaches you something.
My wife is an ASL interpreter, and that led us to become big fans of Switched at Birth that you were in with Zoe. That was a wonderful series.
That's so wonderful that your wife is that's incredible. Wow. Yes, Switched at Birth is really wonderful. It really did a lot for moving the ideas forward and helping people understand the deaf culture and deaf people. And I feel really grateful. The fans are so touched by it, and it really changed people's lives. I always joke about that, and when it's a long day of shooting, and I always say, if we could just change one life, and everyone always laughs. But I think that show really did open up a lot of people's minds, and I've prided myself in trying to put things out in the world that I think are good and kind, and I think that show really was that way. So I feel really grateful. I mean, it might not have been the biggest hit, and a lot of people didn't see it, but the people who did see it and the people who needed to see it, it was very important.
Well, we loved it very much. We're talking with Leah Thompson here on Downtown. We would be remiss if we didn't bring up, of course, Back to the Future, the trilogy. It's been more than 30 years now. Did you have any idea in making those films that three decades later, people would not only be talking about it, but have this incredible affection for those characters in that story?
No. And it kind of went through a dark period, I think, somewhere around in the 90s. And then all of a sudden, it just, when the 2000, 2001 hit, it just took on its own, like, a wave of life again. And but my mother-in-law watches it with her daughter, her daughter's daughter, and her daughter's daughter. Like, all these generations can watch that movie and get something different out of it. And for whatever reason, it's just had such legs as a movie, and we're all surprised, really surprised. I've heard Bob Zemeckis say, just didn't really think that would be the movie, because he's made such great movies. And I feel really lucky that I've known for such a great part, because Lorraine McFly, because I played all these different incarnations of her, and she was such a crazy character. I feel really lucky to have played her. She's a real character.
Yeah, What did you like best about Lorraine?
I liked best that I thought she was a very complicated character. I thought she was so interesting, and, you know, slightly off. The fact that she was in love with her son was very weird and off. And I just think that I did a good job creating the character and helping tell the story in a better way, which is, you know, what you're really there for.
And obviously people love your work there, but I have to think maybe a more important experience to you from that time period was making Some Kind of Wonderful. The residuals from that continue to bring you benefits.
I know. My husband and I are about Howie Deutsch directed Some Kind of Wonderful, and we met on the movie, and we're about to celebrate our 29th wedding anniversary, and of course, Maddie and Zoe, who I made the movie with, are our children. And so, yes, Some Kind of Wonderful is, you know, it's a beloved movie. People love that movie. Mm. The music is still amazing. The opening of that movie is incredible, and I think it's really one of John Hughes' best movies. It's one of his more, because Howie directed it, but it's kind of there's kind of like nothing really overly big about it. Like I think The Breakfast Club was kind of the same way, but I think those are, in my opinion, his two best movies. And I'm really proud of it. And of course, I have one of the paintings from that, a portrait of me.
Oh, that's great. And you've told your daughters, look, just because I did it, don't get involved with your directors.
I know. I was thinking about that what you're saying, like, you know, you're not supposed to date anybody that you're working with and all that. But full disclosure, we didn't start dating till after the movie was over.
Well, we're so excited to see the Year of Spectacular Men. You obviously enjoy the experience of directing. Will there be more of that coming up in your future?
Yes. Well, I'll be still doing episodic directing. I directed Mom. I'm directing some more Goldbergs. I don't know what else. But I'm sure I'm developing different movies right now. I'm developing one with Whoopi Goldberg and another one with another writer. So different things like that. I just hope to be able to be more in that kind of capacity where I have more kind of say in the actual product. So that's what I'm working on right now. But I still love acting. So if you have a great part, call me up.
Now, on the Goldbergs, have you worked with a great friend of our show, Stephen Tobolowsky?
Oh, he's so great. Yes, and I just directed him in a pilot presentation. He's amazing. He's so funny. I'm very excited about working with him again. And there's so many great actors on that show. And I really enjoy it. It's great. So I have that coming up. And, you know, fingers crossed. And if you can't get to the theaters to see The Year of Spectacular Men, it should be out in video on demand on the 15th of June, and then it'll be on the other platforms as they bloom, probably. Thank you for doing your research and everything. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on with us. I've been a fan of your work for years, and I look forward to seeing the movie and hope this is just the beginning of more feature films for you.
You're so kind. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah.
Say hello to your wife for me.
I will do that, and good luck with the movie.
Thank you.